Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Why don't we do? Yeah, I'm recording. Why don't we do a line each?
Yeah, we write down a line. Let's write down a line now and try and make it rhyme each. Okay. So, like, as in, like a haiku.
You say a line. Just you say a line, and then I'll say a line. All right. Try and rhyme it with yours, and then Ben can try and rhyme mine with. Yeah.
All right. I'll go first then.
Okay.
A difficult game week.
And the players that we seek.
Not many I want to keep.
We'll take it. This is Triple Captain.
Okay, how about summer in heaven, I am in hell, why do I f***ing play FPL? How about that?
Oh, that was much better.
That was very good.
The bleep machine's working already.
Well, this is it. We haven't got a poem this week, so we thought we'd improvise one, and that's the best we've got. So maybe we should stick to planning our FPL teams rather than getting down to the poetry. We'll leave that to you from now on, Luke. But anyway, welcome everyone. This is Triple Captain, an FPL podcast. My name's Rich Wolfenden, TalkSport commentator, Radio X presenter. And as always, I'm joined by my good pal, Luke.
Hi, Rich. Thank you very much. We're at Triple Captain 3 on socials. Coming at you, we're recording Thursday night. Manchester United have just beaten Real Sociedad 4-0 away from home in Turin. It was a brilliant performance, and it just made me think, like...
In Turin?
Yeah, it was a neutral ground. Yeah, in Turin, for some reason. I think it's something to do with Spain, or I don't know. Something to do with quarantine, perhaps.
Weird.
But it was the first leg in Turin, yeah. So we've got second leg at Old Trafford, and we're going to be obviously going into it 4-0 up. And it just it made me think, if United were consistent, I mean... be frightening. To be fair, like, Real Sociedad played into United's hands a little bit, but it was a brilliant performance. And Bruno Fernandes, just think, rapidly becoming one of the best players in the world. He scored another two goals, and obviously there's double game week 26 coming up. And if United were as consistent as they should be, he'd be triple captain candidate all day long. But it's just that missing that consistency, isn't it? After that one all against West Brom, losing to Sheffield United, not quite reaching what United are capable of. But I mean, in the future, I think Fernandes is going to overtake Salah as best FPL asset for seasons to come.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to be seeing him as less than 10 million ever again. So I think those days are well and truly done.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, just a bit about United there, and maybe just it's leaning me, after seeing that performance, it's leaning me towards a Fernandes triple captain in 26 after seeing that. If of course these double game weeks get announced, which we're going to talk about. Let's focus on the game week just gone so far. How did it go for you, Rich?
Well, basically what happened is it was all going very, very well, because the first issue I had was who to captain, Sterling or Gundogan, and I put it on Sterling, and obviously Gundogan got his two goals, so I was kind of gutted. But you know, Sterling got an assist and did all right, so I'm not too disappointed over those points. But I got 69 on the bounce again though, which is, I find, quite funny in my childish humour. But 69 points is what I got. It was all going pretty well. I was on a green arrow, but then it got to the final throws of the game week, and Gundogan was injured, obviously, so he didn't pick up any more points. Mendy was dropped randomly, just as he was becoming his number one fan. He's now right down at the bottom of the pecking order. And yeah, it just kind of disappointingly collapsed towards the end of the game week. It was all looking so positive for me. So I finished on 69 points, and I've had a drop, annoyingly, to 653k. So that's 150,000 places, I think, I've dropped there. It's not been a good game week for me. But the points came in. Cancelo, who I brought in, got 8. Dallas got me -1. Thanks for that, Stuart Dallas. Maguire with 2. The midfield did well. Sterling, captain, got me 14. Gundogan, 19. Either Willie or Wotney, will I leave Grealish? Will I leave Maddison in my team? I'd end up taking out Grealish and leaving Maddison, and that paid off because he got a goal. Fernandes got me 9. Salah got me 7. Oh, and Antonio was injured, even though he was meant to be fit, according to the press conference as well with David Moyes. So he dropped down to the bench, which then meant Adams came in. He got 1. And Watkins got me 2. So 69 points on a normal game week. I'd probably be quite happy with that. But because of this double game week, I feel like, you know, I've missed the bus with this double game week, which is a real shame because I was just starting to get a few more green arrows rather than red arrows. So it's going to be, I think, a tough end to the season for me to try and get me into that top 100k. I may have to reevaluate what my aims are for the end of the season, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think it maybe suggests that, I mean, you didn't take any hits, did you? But you brought in 2 double game weekers in Cancelo and Sterling to add to Gundogan. So you got your 3 City. Do you kind of wish you'd have taken a hit to maybe get a Burnley defender in there, or Nick Pope perhaps?
Maybe, yeah. Pope could have been an option. It was so annoying though, because I was just getting happy with having Mendy in my team, so I wasn't considering taking him out. I did have Taylor on the bench, but he only played in one of the games, so he ended up getting me 2 points. Maybe I should have taken a hit, but I wasn't super confident in Burnley because they've been kind of, you know, in and out all season, haven't they, really? And, you know, Fulham, I didn't expect them to do over Everton for the first ever time at Goodison Park, which was just infuriating. But yeah, I just maybe should have taken a hit. So I think this week I probably will take a hit to make the most of the few double game week sides that are playing.
Yeah, I think it is important. And I think if you see taking a hit as when you're doing it for a player with a double game week, you're going to have to be pretty unlucky for that hit not to be paid back. You know, 2 blanks, even if they blank twice, they get 4. And if your other player that you've taken out gets less than that, it's already profitable. So I think hits become slightly different when you're bringing in double game weekers, particularly if you're going to captain a double game weeker. But it's fine margins again, Rich, isn't it? I mean, the difference in our teams is that I captained Gundogan and I got Matt Lowton.
Which was the most ridiculous... Right, I think you must have like a crystal ball or something, because he's not scored since January 2016. And the week you bring him in, he scores and Burnley get a clean sheet. Absolute scenes.
Yeah, it was such an odd one, again, game week wise, because I did the Match of the Day challenge on the Saturday. So I avoided all the scores and then watched Match of the Day. And I was just open mouthed. I couldn't quite get my head around what was going on. Obviously, first they showed Liverpool, I think. I think they showed Liverpool losing to Leicester, didn't they? They showed Liverpool losing 3-1 to Leicester. So I was like, Salah got his goal. I was like, fine. Salah got his goal and Liverpool lost. Brilliant. And Robertson was on the bench. I left Robertson on the bench. So I was like, fantastic. All going brilliantly well. Then they showed City Spurs. And of course, Diaz wasn't there, which was a bit of a blow because I've got Diaz. But Stones got a clean sheet and Gundogan got 19 points. I was just like...
You must have been dancing around your living room when you saw this Match of the Day.
I just couldn't believe it. Obviously, I don't want City to win because I'm a United fan, but having Gundogan as captain, yeah, dreamland. So absolute dream start. And then they showed Burnley and I was like, what is going on? When Matt Lowton banged in that volley, I was like, has this been made for my fantasy football team tonight? It was one of those weeks where I thought, everything is going right this week. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Fabianski gets an assist or something crazy like Edison did. But then after that, it all kind of got quieter and quieter and quieter. And I was going in to the final few matches, I was on 89 points. I was like, well, I've still got Diaz, I've still got Lowton to play, still got Stones, still got Gundogan. I'm on here. This is going to be huge. This is going to be over 100 points. And then obviously Stones didn't play, City didn't keep their clean sheet, Gundogan didn't play, and Lowton got 2 points. So, I mean, I finished on 94, so I'm really happy with that, of course, but it could have been so much more. And, you know, how many times over the last few weeks have we spoken about my bench and having loads of points on the bench? And this week, suddenly, my bench is Calvert-Lewin, who didn't play at all, Antonio, who didn't play at all, and James Justin, who's now injured. So I got 0-0-0. Robertson came on for Antonio for 1 point. So it's like, if this had been any other week, it would be like 12 points coming off the bench, 15 points coming off the bench. And as it is, it's 1 point. So it's just sod's law that that happened. But, you know, cannot complain again. Another green arrow, smaller than I would have liked, but up to 72,000. So get in there. I need to get back up to the top 50K. I feel it's difficult at the moment because the averages are very high, and they're very high in the top 10K. And a lot of the top 10K have got the same players. So even if your players are doing very well, it's hard to climb those rankings. And a lot of my differential options aren't doing well enough, really, to make those big jumps. But, you know, I'm happy with 94 points. It's just what to do now, really. I've already made one transfer, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Me and Ben were just talking about getting stung by price rises. So we're going to come on to all that. But what about you, Ben? How did you get on? Is it still a season of two halves, or have you gone down again?
No, hello. Yes. I'm Ben. I'm the producer of this podcast. I am not quite as good as our two main hosts. So I'm happy, very happy to listen to you guys give as much advice as you possibly can today. Because again, I haven't had a bad week. 74 points, no hits. I don't usually like to take a hit, but 74 points, pretty decent. But I'm just treading water. Like, I'm around the 2 million mark. And it's like the average this week is 61. I've got 13 points above the average. And I'm still just in and around the same kind of position. But I am on a one-man campaign to prove that this is a season of two halves. And you know what? It's those little decisions, like not having Gundogan this week. The guys in the mini league that me and Rich are in, like our old mates from, well, it's a random collection of everybody, but it's incredibly heated. Like the amount of banter that goes on about that mini league. Like the guys who captain Gundogan straight to the top. You know, it's one of those weeks, and it just showed, like, I hate the captain chip so much. I hate the captain's armband so much because I think it just is unfair. It just can unfairly throw people so far up the rankings. Of course, that's coming from someone who keeps getting it wrong. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you could argue this week that Gundogan was far and away the best captain option. I mean, I know, like, people tried to do a few things differently by captaining Sterling. I know Rich did that, and I know a lot of other people captain Sterling. But I think sometimes you do have to simplify FPL a little bit and go, this is the man. This is the man in form. He's got more goals than anybody in the last since December. He's got four more goals than anybody in the league, and he's got a double game week. And City are flying. Got to get that captain on him, really.
At the end of the last episode, we were all like, "Yeah, Gundogan. Yeah, we'll do Gundogan." So in doing so, Tom, Ben's brother, who pulls together this podcast, does all the audio editing and stuff, got a massive 106 points this week. And who did he captain? Gundogan.
Gundogan.
Where did he get that advice? That's what I want to know.
I have to say, I was over the moon to see that he wasn't even in the squad for their second fixture in the double game week. Because when you see him do that in the first game, you think, oh my God, like, I'm done. But to see him not in the squad was fantastic. And actually, my faith in Riyad Mahrez paid off with a goal from Mahrez, which was quite nice. But yeah, I'm shipping Mahrez out this week. And also, I am interested to talk to you about United, because I didn't see the game tonight. Where did Greenwood play tonight? Because from Ollie's press conference earlier in the week, it sounded like he'd be putting Greenwood up front, because Cavani didn't play, did he? And Martial didn't travel.
It was a bit of a false nine kind of position, really, I think. Greenwood was kind of off the right and Rashford was off the left. And it probably, to be honest, allowed Bruno to play a little bit of a false nine role. But to be honest, it didn't really look like anyone was up front the whole time. It certainly didn't look like Greenwood was playing up top there. So it was almost interchangeable in a way. But yeah, Martial came on and then went up front. But Cavani was given a full rest. And Amad Diallo, on the new signing, came on for 15 minutes, looks like a real live wire. I think he's going to be exciting in the future. But yeah, there wasn't he didn't really play up front. No, it was a bit of a false nine kind of system.
Mm. But I suppose I made a mistake a few weeks ago bringing in Mahrez and Martial on the same week, and I did that because I was feeling really down the dumps about it, and I felt like I needed a boost. And it was Man City against Burnley. And I think in the two previous games that they played Burnley, Mahrez had scored two goals and then a hat trick or something stupid. And I just thought he's the one player, he's the one Man City player that no one's spoken about this season so far. It's his time now. And I made a decision based on one game week. And I think that's an important lesson to learn, is that actually, you know, now I'm looking at bringing in, I've got two free transfers. So I'm looking at bringing in Rafinha and Bamford. I hate Dirty Leeds as a team, but they've not just got the double game week coming up. They've actually got a really nice run of fixtures for about the next 5-6 weeks. And I think that's the mistake I've been making this season. With all the COVID stuff, with it chopping and changing, with there being fixtures all over the place and stuff being thrown in, I've not had the same. Like last year, I ended up 134K. And I was delighted with that. And it was because I was planning for always a few weeks ahead. That hasn't happened since the very first game week when there was a blank game week on game week one. And honestly, that threw me off. I did something like, what was it? It was Man United that weren't playing, were they?
Yeah.
And so I didn't have Bruno Fernandes in the team for the first few weeks as a result of that. I've just been off kilter all season, but I am trying to prove that you can bring it back. And I think with the amount of fixtures you've got left, which is why I want to ask you about fixtures and double game weeks, what we know, because I've still got bench boost, I've still got wild card and I've still got free hit as well. So it can turn around, can't it? As long as they end up in the top million, that's what I'm going for this
good
season.
Good goals.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it can turn around. And I think, yeah, you've almost broken one of the golden rules, really, in bringing in a player like Mahrez. I think the time to have those punts is if you have actually planned ahead. And say you were planning on playing your wild card a week or so after bringing in Mahrez for 1 week, you've got that assurance to go, well, I'm going to take him out anyway. So it is just a 1 or 2 week punt. But if you know that you're going to have to transfer them out further down the line, it's never really worth it for those points, because as we know, they level out. Even if Mahrez scored a hat trick, he might not play the next three games. So those 17 points over four game weeks isn't actually that many points. You know, it's about four and a bit per week. So really, you're better off having a player that is going to be playing week in, week out. So yeah, it's always worth being reminded of that. But it's so tempting to bring in those players that have that upside. And actually, you know, as we've seen from people like Late Riser, who's a really well-known player in the community, he picks players based on upside chasing. So he picks players, you know, in a similar ilk to Mahrez. Like, for instance, he'd have probably captained Sterling this double game week because he's got just as much chance of scoring a lot of points as Gundogan has. But the flavour of the month is Gundogan. If Sterling bangs, suddenly you're going to shoot up the rankings. But as it happened, it didn't work out that way this week. But you have got to make those decisions sometimes, I think, to give yourself every chance of making up ground.
In terms of the fixtures then, do you guys have any idea what's going on? Because Ben Crellin on Twitter, we always talk about Ben. He does his brilliant spreadsheets and kind of predicts double game weeks and blank game weeks. He's having a bit of a meltdown today, it looks like, on Twitter. There's rumours going around that rather than trying to pack in the fixtures before the current end date of the season, they might extend the season by 2 weeks. Does anyone know what's going on?
I've got no idea what's going on. Basically, I'm just looking at the... If you go onto his Twitter, it's pretty much like the first spreadsheet that you come upon. And it is just chaos for the next like 4 game weeks. Like this game week's not too bad. It's only Southampton and Leeds who've got the double game week. But then beyond that, everyone's got a double game week. Basically, game week 26, everybody's got a double game week, pretty much. Then the week after that, half the teams in the league have got a double game week and the game week after that. So I think maybe after this game week, it could well be a time to consider your wild card. Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe. I've been holding off on using it for this sort of thing, so it could be time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's been confirmed, of course, from 26 onwards. But Ben has, if you look at his spreadsheet, it's really worth looking at, because we can't really tell, we can't say everything that's on the spreadsheet. You'd be bored out of your brain because we'd just be saying team after team after team. But have a little look.
If you like colour coding, though, this spreadsheet is for you. It is a piece of art.
Yeah. So basically what he's done is, yeah, he's color coded it. So there's confirmed double game weeks. There's double game weeks that have very likely to happen, so over a 95% chance. And then there's a few other fixtures which are definitely confirmed and a few others which will possibly happen and might not happen. Like, for instance, Tottenham can only get a double game week in 27 and 28 if Wolfsburg knock them out of the Europa League. Now, Tottenham have just beaten Wolfsburg in the away leg 3-1. So you can pretty much guarantee that in 27 and 28, Tottenham aren't right. going to have double game weeks anymore. What is confirmed is blank game week 29. So blank game week 29 is confirmed for very few teams, right? So pretty much everyone blanks apart from Leeds and Fulham play each other. Newcastle and Brighton play each other, and West Ham and Arsenal play each other. It's expected that Spurs and Villa will play each other as well. It's expected that that's going to happen. That's still not been confirmed yet. So you've got to think about planning for this first game week, if you haven't already, this double game week coming up, which we definitely know that Leeds and Southampton are playing twice. Then you've got to think about, you've got to keep in mind that a lot of teams, you know, just quickly, City, Villa, Spurs, Everton, Burnley, United, Crystal Palace, Leicester, Liverpool, Chelsea are all very likely to have a double game week in 26. And then you've got 27 and 28, and there's a few teams in there that they may have another double, like City and Southampton, quite likely. And then you've got to think about game week 29 as well, which is the blank. So, very tricky. My strategy,
I'm confident.
I think at the moment, if you want to know my strategy,
I know what's going on.
My strategy at the moment is to just use my free transfers to get as many double game weekers in for 26, then use my free transfers to get to probably 7 or 8 players for blank game week 29 if I can, and then after that, wild card in game week 30 ahead of the rest of the season. So you get in those crap players that are going to play in 29 but probably aren't going to score many points. You don't want them stinking out your team. Then you've got the wild card to get yourself out of it. Of course, I haven't got bench boost or free hit anymore. I've got triple captain. I will almost certainly be playing my triple captain chip in game week 26, double game week 26.
Okay.
So that's a kind of strategy. If I had bench boost and free hit, I'd be looking at, and if I had a wild card, and if I was Ben, I'd be really looking at attacking game week 26. So I'd bring in a couple of punts for game week 25 this week. Then I'd trigger my wild card and I'd bring in 15 players that are all going to have a double in 26, and I'd bench boost the hell out of that 26. And then you've got 15 players to carry on for the future as well. You plan ahead as well. You know, you're not just focusing on that double, but that's what I'd do, and that is a big chance to get yourself up the rankings.
So to confirm, then, you can play the bench boost on the same week you play a wild card.
No. Okay. You'd have to wild card this week.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you'd have to play your bench boost the week after. I think
that's right.
Yeah, you can't play wild card and bench boost on the same week. No.
Because there's a train of thought which is, because I mean, we don't really know. Like, for example, today, Roy Hodgson, the reason that we know that Crystal Palace might have another fixture is because he kind of went, well, we've been told that in between, they've got Tottenham coming up and someone else, something, in between, we're going to have another fixture. And it's like in the press conferences, we're getting kind of little glimpses of things. And Pep's mentioned something today. But when are we actually going to get this confirmed? Because part of me thinks, like, just if the next few weeks are bonkers, just ride it out on free transfers and just, like, grit your teeth and just try and get through it. Like, can you, when things are so chaotic, can you plan? Or is it just the chaos of this season that, you know, let's say luck is a lot to do with FPL this season. It's nothing to do with my bad judgment that I'm 2 million in the rankings.
I mean, I think obviously, like, luck plays a lot of, like, you know, it has a lot of weighing in this game. But I think even to plan the tiniest of bit will benefit you in some way. Like I'm going to have to get an extra Leeds player in for this game. I'm probably going to this game week. I'm probably going to have to get in Bamford. I can't not. Or, you know, I was just talking.
Everyone's off, so Bamford and Rafinha have already risen, like, together. Like, you know, it was like, I got my team ready. I was thinking, right, I'm going to do this after I've spoken to the boys on Thursday night. But then both Rafinha and Bamford have increased in price today. But Leeds, interestingly, have had a few defender issues. So it looks, it looks like if you're going to get in any Leeds players, it's just got to be a,
because you're not thinking they're going to get a clean
Don't
sheet. Well, I can say that through experience of Dallas and his minus one. Although he did get a goal the week before, so, or an assist the week before. So who knows? But yeah, it is just pure luck. I think if you've got a full fit side at the moment, then that is great, because you just I just keep seeming to get injuries all the time. I've got this plan in mind not to use to get any hits or to take any deficits or anything like that, but Antonio will get injured randomly. Justin's now gone out. Calvert-Lewin keeps coming in and out. You know, it's difficult to consistently plan ahead. So there's certainly some luck in it, but I think you've got to at least try and plan ahead.
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, you've got to start looking at game week 26 and also looking at 25, really.
Yeah, but when can we look at 26? Like, is it going to be the next few days, do you think?
Well, I think this week, for instance, if you haven't got those Leeds players, make your transfers to the Leeds players, because we know for definite that they've got a double game week. You know, I'd maybe think about Danny Ings as a potential differential for the double game week. But again, he's made a paper, isn't he? So there's a chance that, is he going to play all of these games for Southampton in the coming weeks, or is he going to have a rest now and again? He might get injured. Really, I think your safer options are the Leeds players for this double game week. And then hopefully double game week 26 will be confirmed before the game week 26 deadline. I think it will. So then it's just looking at your team. And if you're not bench boosting or you're not wildcarding, making sure that you've got 10, you know, make sure hopefully you've got 11 players that are going to have a double. And really, I mean, my kind of main dilemma is what to do about Harry Kane.
Mm.
So Spurs' double game week will be Burnley and Fulham or Southampton.
Tasty, isn't it?
That's a very nice double game week. Kane's obviously on fire this season. Son's doing very well as well. Kane is a triple captain option for game week 26. And I think because he's a little bit more difficult to bring in than other players, might be a bit of a differential there, giving him the triple captain's armband. You could also, of course, triple captain Son if you've already got him. I'm thinking, do I want Son and Kane? Do I take Son out and bring Kane in? Do I bring Kane in and then get rid of Salah? Because that's kind of the only way I can do it properly, or unless I get rid of Son and bring in Kane. Do I get rid of Robertson? Finally, could get rid of Robertson, but then I haven't quite got enough money to then go to Kane. And then I think, well, I need Leeds players now because I've only got Bamford. I've already made one transfer this week as well. I brought in Martinez before his price rise, because I think I can't go any longer without Emi Martinez. Villa will have a double game week as well. West Ham haven't got a double game week, and I had Fabianski, so I just got Martinez in. I bit the bullet because I had to do it. So now I'm thinking of a -4 this week, but I just don't know what to do.
You know how we were talking about how we don't want to get old, but we'll still be doing this podcast when we're like in our 80s and our 90s. I reckon in the 2078-79 season, you'll still be going, I'd probably take Robertson out this weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to have him for the rest of your life, Luke, I'm convinced.
I know, because I look and I think, well, do I really want to get rid of him? Liverpool's fixture's good now. And it's
but they're
like,
awful.
Yes, you do want to get rid of him because he's been, he's not been good all season. Like, he's like 7 million and Stuart Dallas has got pretty much the same points as him. Like, why are you still keeping him in? Stuart Dallas has got one point less than Robertson. And I'm still thinking about keeping Robertson. I mean, really, the obvious move now is to do Robertson to Dallas for this week. And then I've got a double game weeker. But then Robertson has a double in 26 and Dallas doesn't. So it's like, well, who do I take out?
I do like how you're very obviously relying on your stats and that sort of thing, but you've still got that gut feeling that says, oh no, this weekend it's going to be Robertson's. I can feel it. It's going to happen. He's going to get a big 12 points or something.
Yeah, I think it's partly that. And I think it's also going, just always having different moves to make before moving Robertson out. It's always like, well, I need to do this and I need to do that first. So yeah, there's lots of options for me this game week. Who are your Leeds picks? It's got to be Dallas, Rafinha, Bamford, right? Maybe Harrison as a differential.
Yeah, I do like the look of Harrison. I think Harrison is their second top scorer, I think, this season in the Premier League. So he looks pretty good. He could definitely be an option.
He's involved in so much. Like, in terms of the eye test, he's always there, Harrison. He's always involved at crucial moments, it feels like. But then Rafinha's stats over the last few weeks have just been unbelievable. He's got assist, goal, assist. He's getting his bonus points in. He's obviously playing 90 minutes.
Yeah, you know why, don't you?
Why?
Because I took him out of my team. That's why. But like at the start of the season, it felt like all of Leeds' like attacking players, they were, apart from Bamford, were all kind of like on the same level. Like, they were slightly different prices, but they all seemed to get an assist or get a goal or something like that. Whereas now Rafinha is just starting to tiptoe ahead of the rest of them in terms of usefulness to Leeds and FPL as well. So I think he's definitely the option in midfield. But I don't think you can look beyond Dallas because he's a defender playing in midfield. And like Luke just said a minute ago, he's got as many points as Robertson this season, and he's so, so cheap still. So I've already got Dallas. This weekend, I was thinking of doing double Leeds. And I was thinking of bringing in Bamford and Pascal Strike, who I said last week got his head on a few corners, and he's only 3.9 million. He's starting at the moment. You know, you could bring him in and just keep him in your team for the rest of the season because he'll play the old game here or there if their whole defence gets fit once more. But 3.9 million.
And he scored, and
the week before he looked dangerous. He could have had a goal then. So there's absolutely no reason why in this, you know, mad attacking Leeds team that Strike couldn't get another one. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think he's an awful footballer. I don't think they're going to go anywhere with him at centre back. But for FPL, 3.9 million, like, it's an absolute bargain. So I'm looking at bringing him and Bamford in, and that'll put me on exactly zero in my bank account. So I might have to make that move tonight. I don't know if Strike will go up in price, but you know.
The good thing about Leeds as well is bringing them in now is that they have a fixture in blank game week 29. So already you've got three Leeds players in your team ready for that blank game week, which is useful. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to want to bench all three of them in 26. Yeah, I've got to think about that as well. Have you got 11 double game weekers for 26? How many hits do you need to take? Is it worth taking them? Or is it worth playing one single game weeker in 26 and having 10 double game weekers, for instance? Yeah. There's so much to think about right now. It really is. If you take FPL seriously, it really is going to have, you're going to have to spend a good half an hour just working out your planning for the next few.
I'm going to need more than that. I'm going to have to take the weekend off. I'm not going to go into work on Friday and Saturday night. I'm just going to need to sit down and just read lots of articles and just make my own Krellin-esque spreadsheet to make plenty of drafts. I think that's going to be the plan this weekend.
I'm gutted, really, that Kyle Walker-Peters is injured again. He came back for a couple of games and he's tweaked his hamstring. And I was thinking he was great at the start of the season before he got injured. I'd be tempted to bring him in for the double, but unfortunately, yeah. I've basically got... I'm 0.1 short of going Suchek to Rafinha, which was my original plan. And Rafinha's just gone up in price after Fantasy Football Fix said he wouldn't go up in price last night. He did go up in price. So thank you very, very much for that.
Usually they do a good job. Once they have let us down on this one, but
yeah, no, they do a good job. Of course they do. It's tongue in cheek, but now it's like, I've got to take a hit if I want to go Suchet to Rafinha. I need to spend a good half an hour to an hour looking at my team, going, what are the right moves here, and what does that mean for game week 26? I mean, Ben Krellin's actually got a great transfer planner on. He's got a spreadsheet you can download, which actually. Which means it's really easy to plan your transfers and stuff. So maybe that's worth doing as well if you're thinking about, if it's kind of bending your head a bit and you're going to get to a game where you can go, oh no, why didn't I think of that? It's really useful to just map out your plans for the next few game weeks and literally write out what your team's going to be as well. It's tricky, isn't it? Are we all going to captain a Leeds player this week, or are we going to do Fernandez at Newcastle?
That does sound tasty. Although, I mean, I know they just won tonight 4-0 or whatever, but they didn't look particularly creative against West Brom, did they? They struggled to break down West Brom.
No, it was bad.
I think you've probably got to look at a Leeds player, and I mean, you can't look beyond Bamford, I don't think. I'd like to maybe do Dallas.
Right.
Do you reckon maybe you get more points for Dallas? Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I just can't see him keeping the clean sheets.
But Wolves aren't particularly great at attacking, and Southampton haven't been particularly great either. So, do I captain Dallas?
I'd be more tempted to captain Rafinha.
I think Rafinha would
be an exciting captain option. Oh, you can't get him.
Yeah,
right.
I could. Right. I can get him.
Ben, you captain Rafinha. Luke, you captain Bamford, and I'll captain Dallas.
Have either of you got James Justin?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
Yeah, so I've still got him, and it's like, do I really? We're going to need to get rid of him at some point. So why not this week? So what I could do is go, hold on, what have I got? See, Justin's only worth 4.7, so I couldn't go Justin to Dallas. But I could go Justin to Alioski and then Suchek to Rafinha.
Justin's five?
Yeah, but he's, because I had him at the start of the season, he's only worth 4.7 in my team.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, that's annoying.
So this is Leeds's injury list. So Clich was not fully fit against Arsenal and faces a late fitness test, so Tyler Roberts could make his first start since October. Oh. Other injuries include Calvin Phillips, Rodrigo, Ian Pervada, Llorente, Robin Koch, Gaetano Berardi and Adam Forshaw. So, I mean, their injury list is kind of a bit longer than usual. I suppose, who does that leave them at the back? I suppose you've got Ayling, Alioski.
Yeah, Ayling. I mean, Alioski's down as a midfielder on this, isn't he, I think?
No, he's a defender.
Oh, is he? But he's a midfielder playing at left back at the moment. Striker's a centre-mid playing at centre-back.
Cooper is,
I think, their only fit centre-back. And, Ayling's playing on the right. But Leeds' attacking players who aren't in that like first 11 aren't particularly great. That Pervada's pretty poor. Tyler Roberts, not really seen too much of him, but I wouldn't look for any like secret potential Leeds players. I'd just stick to the ones that you know are going to play and who have been playing over the past week or so, because he always plays the same team, doesn't he, Bielsa?
While we're talking about teams that probably should be in the Championship, can we quickly discuss Fulham? Any interest in their new boy, Josh Madger?
I mean, they absolutely spanked us. Like, we had, I think, three shots on goal or something like that. Like, absolutely walked over us. Maybe. How much is he?
5.5, I believe. Yeah, 5.5. And obviously, they've just had a double game week where he scored 13 points against Everton. He's got both goals, three bonus. And obviously, they played Burnley and it was a 1-1 and he got 2 points. But overall, bearing in mind he's just arrived, he's managed to get himself 15 points in one game week.
But they're looking good. They're looking good. And if you were to pick one of those teams to stay up out of the bottom three, I mean, you know, they're a long way away, but Fulham, you know, they're playing much better football than Newcastle, 100%. So Fulham could, you know, ultimately catch Newcastle, who haven't got Callum Wilson for the rest of the season. You know, if there's going to be an overtake, it's going to be Fulham overtaking Newcastle. So, I don't know. It's a big gamble.
Yeah, I'd consider him if I was... Yeah, if I was on a free hit for 29, I'd consider him, because Fulham don't blank in 29, but they haven't. We're not sure if they're going to have a double game week in 26. It's like only a possible double game week. So too much of a risk to bring in any Fulham players right now, I think.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost-effective.
Just how cost-effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more. Right, back to the episode.
What about Kevin De Bruyne now he's back? City, obviously still top form, beat Everton. They look like they're romping their way to the league. De Bruyne has just come back. We're not sure about Gundogan. Is it time to get rid of the double City defence and then go De Bruyne and Gundogan? Or do we get rid of Gundogan now? I mean, Pep has said that Gundogan should be fine for the Arsenal game.
Okay.
So that's good news. Diaz and Stones are getting rotated a little bit more now Laporte's back. Do we get rid of one of them and bring in De Bruyne for, say, Salah?
I mean, I'd give De Bruyne another week because, you know, he's been out for, what, 2 months? Something like that. So maybe give him another week. If you were to do anybody, now is probably finally the time to get in on Phil Foden, because, you know, he's probably going to have a creative role. Well, actually, maybe not if Gundogan's going to be fit. Sorry, Phil, he's never going to get a 100% selection chance, is he? Yeah, I think maybe the double City defender days could be over, and maybe just go for Cancelo if you were looking to keep one of them.
I think KDB is going to come back strong. He always comes back strong from injury. Although, you say about Salah, I know that Salah's had a disappointing few weeks. He has been getting back on the score sheet recently, but Liverpool, they've had some tricky fixtures. Liverpool now, I mean, it's the derby this weekend. I mean, that's always a boring game. That'll be 0-0,
won't it,
Rich?
They always beat us at Anfield. Well, we get a draw at Goodison and then they beat us at Anfield.
Yeah, but it's never full of goals, is it? In terms
of
that
really.
Derby. But they've got Everton. Is Calvert-Lewin back?
I think Ancelotti said, I think he's back. So yeah. it could be the classic Ancelotti mind game.
If you think a slightly weaker than we've come to expect Everton team at Anfield, then after that they've got Sheffield United, Fulham, Wolves, Arsenal, Aston Villa, up the Villa, Leeds and Newcastle. Like, Liverpool have actually... And you know what? The only... In terms of what FPL are saying is their tricky games between now and the end of the season, Man United in game week 34, and they've also got a game against Chelsea to be confirmed. Like, looking at Liverpool's fixtures now, for the rest of the... They've got the easiest rest of the season of any of the big teams.
They have, which is amazing, because all I've heard over the last week is that Liverpool aren't going to get top four. Liverpool aren't even going to get top four, and I'm like... You've got such an easy end to the season. Like, I know you've lost to teams you shouldn't have lost to, like Brighton and Burnley or whatever, but that's not going to happen for the rest of the season. They'll turn around at some point. Their players are too good. They'll probably get in that top four with Man United, Manchester City and Leicester. That's what I think the top four will be. Sorry, any West Ham fans, if you're listening. And Everton fans, get real. It's not happening.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I don't really want to get rid of Salah, especially as he's one of those that has the double in 26, you know, very very likely.
That's triple captain potential.
Well, that's what I mean. In any other season, we'd be going get that triple captain on Salah. I think I've been waiting to triple captain Salah for three seasons, and it just never quite seems to click into place. And it's like, well, instead of uprooting your team to bring in Kane, why don't you stick that triple captain on Salah? And see what happens, because quite more often than not, he comes back and he surprises us, doesn't he, with a couple of goals or a hat trick or something like that. I mean, their double game week doesn't look great.
And Liverpool have a penalty as well.
Yeah, exactly. And he's on penalties. And it doesn't look great. They've got Sheffield United and Chelsea, I think it is. And Sheffield United haven't been getting spanked at all. And Liverpool have found it very difficult to break teams like Sheffield United down. Tuchel has really shored Chelsea up at the back as well. So you'd have to have pretty big balls to triple captain Salah in game week 26. Tottenham look like they've got a lovely double game week. And obviously Kane and Son have been two of the best FPL players this season. Man City's double game week looks good as well. West Ham and then Wolves or Southampton. Again, that could go anywhere, couldn't it? They could steamroller them. Is De Bruyne a triple captain option? Is Gundogan a triple captain option? United
so
have got Chelsea and Crystal
to
Palace.
Think about.
Is Fernandes a triple captain option? You know, like there's a lot of things to think about here. Yeah, and Leicester as well. Arsenal and Burnley. Really nice double game week for them.
Vardy's back as well. You know, he could be an option. Madison's been brilliant.
Vardy's back. Barnes has been really good. Like, you know, don't discount Leicester either, because they've been playing brilliantly. Beat Liverpool 3-1. They should batter Arsenal, shouldn't they? It's perfect fixture for Leicester against Arsenal. Look, Aubameyang's just scored a hat trick. I mean, thank God Arsenal don't have a double. Otherwise, I'd be thinking about bringing him in.
Yeah. Oh my God. What on earth? Where's that come from?
Yeah. Luke, you're going to have to get your Matthew Lowton crystal ball out and tell us what's going to happen, because I have got absolutely no idea what to do. I need to get rid of Mendy. I need to get Leeds players in. And that list of players you just read out, you know, another at least 20 you could add to that list who are doing things at the moment.
For this week, I think you need two Leeds players. I think you're fine with not having three, but I think you need two Leeds players this week to attack that double. Because...
And a Southampton?
I'd be okay with going without a Southampton player. They haven't been playing that well. You know, if I was going to choose, I'd go Danny Ings or maybe a punt on Ward-Prowse if I was then going to get rid of him. You don't want a player like Ward-Prowse in your team because, you know, if you put him in for a week or a double game week, you think maybe I'll get lucky and he'll have one of those games where he gets 15 points and he bangs in a free kick. You know, and gets a couple of assists or whatever. But it's a big risk, isn't it, putting it on Southampton when they've lost six games in a row.
Yeah. Adams is hanging on by his fingernails into my team. But this is
if I had them, definitely play him for that double, and that's great. If you've got Adams and two Leeds players, I think that's fine. And then look at your team for 26 and see how many hits is it going to take for you to get to 11 double game weekers. And just make sure that those double game weekers that you're getting in are going to, you want them for you know, four or five fixtures at least. That's the way to do it. Think about your Leeds options this week. and then look at your team for that double game week 26 and go, right, have I got 11? If I'm bench boosting, it's a different thing entirely. I mean, you may be thinking of wild carding this week in order to get that team ready, and you've got 15 players and you're going to go, right, bench boost. I've got 15 double game weekers. That is exciting, isn't it? Bench boost the hell out of that. This is the biggest double game week we're going to have.
Easily.
This is why I think Ben should be considering it, really.
No, but yes, I totally get the logic. And if all the fixtures had been released and we knew exactly who was playing when, I'd be going, yep, I'll do that. But I feel really uncomfortable. Like, I've been bitten so many times this season with out of the blue things happening.
It's over a 95% chance, according to Ben Crellin, that these fixtures are going to happen. So really what you could do, Ben, is wildcard now and get two leads in that team and then transfer them both out for a hit for 26 minus four. And then you've got 15 double game weekers.
Hang on, run through that logic again.
So say if you wildcarded now, right? And you got your team ready for 26. So say you got 13 double game weekers of 26 and two leads, right? And then ahead of game week 26, make two transfers, minus four, take your two leads out, get two extra double game weekers in and bench boost the hell out of it and attack.
I had plans tomorrow, but if I'm pulling the wild card trigger...
Ben's going to wake at 4 o'clock in the morning going, but I don't know, Alioski, Ailing.
I think, Ben, just start planning it just in case. Plan what your wildcard team will be. And then if Ben Crellin confirms tomorrow that game week 26 is definitely on, then pull the trigger. But if he doesn't confirm it, do plan B. But just plan it all now and go, right, these are the 13 I'd want plus my two leads, you know, Bamford and Rafinha, say. And these are the 13 I'd want. Then I'm going to take Bamford out for Calvert-Lewin because Everton have got a really nice fixture double in 26. I'm going to take Rafinha out for, I don't know, Harvey Barnes or someone like that. I know I've gone up in price and stuff, but hey. And then I've got 15 players that are all going to play in double game week 26 twice. It's 30 fixtures.
That's so much potential.
Yeah, I do look at my...
Look at him smiling. He's so excited about the potential.
I wasn't even considering this.
And your rank, not, your rank, your I'm rank is looking, 2 million.
Yeah,
your rank's 2
yeah,
million. No, have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be cajoled into this. I need to think this through because I'm very quick to go, yep.
Yeah, think no, it through.
Ben's going to come back on the next podcast with 350 game week points. He's going to be absolutely flying.
I'm looking at my team now and actually there are a lot of changes that I would make. So
Here's what I do, right? If all the game week 20, look at Ben Crellin's spreadsheet, right? And if double game week 26 goes ahead, off the top of my head, this would be my team, okay? I'd have Martinez in goal for Villa's double.
Ben, just grab the pen.
I do, yeah. I'm writing this down. Go slowly. Yeah, so Martinez. I mean, Martinez is going to be there. God amongst
men.
You've
got to have Martinez. Yeah. And then I'd probably you need three City. Don't you? So to really attack that Burnley and Fulham, I'd go Gundogan, De Bruyne and Cancelo, three City. Again, I'm not looking at budgets here, so I might be way off budget. I'd probably go two United. I'd probably go Bruno Fernandes and maybe Cavani. I'm Chelsea and Crystal Palace. No, I'd just stick with Bruno there. And then I'd probably go Harvey Barnes from Leicester. I'd probably go... You need Kane and Son, Calvert-Lewin. I don't even know. They're the players that spring to mind for this double. And then you've got Liverpool, so you maybe keep Salah in there. Or maybe go for Mane as a punt.
I've got KDB, Bruno, Son, Salah, Kane.
Oh, God, no. It doesn't work.
There's options. Options is what you've got.
Oh, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You've got options. Yeah. You've got options. And then I'd triple captain Kane.
Oh, not on a midfielder.
But then obviously you got your...
I can't do my triple captain because I wasted it a few weeks ago on Mo Salah. Again, for the third season in the row, I've wasted it on Mo Salah.
Yeah, I might waste it on Mo Salah next week, the week after next. Just, you know, keep up the tradition of this podcast.
Do we just go, look, lads, who's the top scorer in FPL? It's Bruno Fernandes. Just play it simple. Should we triple captain Bruno Fernandes in 26?
That's the simple way of looking at it.
That's keeping it simple, isn't it? That's going, he's the best. Yeah, the fixtures might not be top, but he can score against anybody.
Yeah, true.
You know, so maybe that's the
that could be the one. It's never easy, this, is it? Anyway, we've been rambling too much. I feel like we go on for another hour. Should we draw a dotted line under this?
Yeah. Have we got any other issues raised at the moment?
Edouard Mendy out or in?
Out. Martinez in. Get Martinez in. He's the best keeper by far this season, and his shot stopping ability is incredible. And Villa face a lot of shots. He's
got really long arms, hasn't he? I've been saying it all season.
He's got really long arms, and he's kept like, it's because he wears short sleeves.
Yeah, get a gadget.
It's got to be. I'm so glad I've got Martinez in my team now. As soon as I made that transfer, I was like, Oh, thank God. Man. It just makes you feel
he's going to have to come in
having Martinez there, because all those clean sheets, and Villa have probably got that double, and they're probably going to play in blank game at 29.
All right. So let's ask the question then. Captain's armband for this game weekend, game week.
Most likely to be Patrick Bamford for me.
Okay, I like that. I am thinking Bamford, but. Something about Dallas. Am I stupid to be thinking that?
It's just the kind of move that could pay off well, and it's just the kind of move where you might end up with minus two.
It could well happen, yeah. He can't get minus again. He got 12 the week before. Now he got minus one. That's just Leeds in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think it would be balls of steel, but, you know, why not? Let's have a bit of fun for the last few weeks, shall we, boys? Well, the last time I said that was when I got 30 points on a free hit.
Yeah, let's play it calm and sensible, please.
Captain for you, Ben.
I'm thinking, actually, because I am going to bring in Bamford and Rafinha, whether it's on a wild card or not, it's to still be decided. Basically, how much time have I got tomorrow? But I think Fernandes is going to tear Newcastle to shreds. Three goals in the last three games. I think he could absolutely. I captained him this week and it worked out all right. But there's nothing worse than picking a captain that blanks. And I think Fernandes can't blank against Newcastle. Famous last words.
I know, but you've got double the chance of points with those Leeds
players. Bamford's one of the top scorers.
It's just it seems so silly not to captain a Leeds player when they've got a double. It really does. I mean, imagine the upside at the downside if lots of players are going to be captaining Leeds assets this week. You're relying on them to blank, really, aren't you? I mean, it's good having them in, but I don't know. I think it probably is a safer option to captain them when they've got that double. Because Leeds can explode, can't they, at any point?
That's it. You could get a 5-1 win or a 5-1 loss.
They are G.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's it then, I guess. Best of luck, everybody. Game week 25 and the start of chaos. Best of luck.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. Which is magnificent, which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
Well, that's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.